B-Pod Studios.
All right, who's ready to get it?
And he's drunk. Shocker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Been a tough day. Now let's get our stream on.
Wait, hold up. Isn't it against terms of service for us to be drunk on the stream?
Yeah, actually it is. Dude, don't risk your channel on this. How about we just go grab like something to eat?
Yeah. That's like a total better plan. Like, I'll come pick you up. Well, hold on. Why don't we just drive ourselves?
No.
Come on, man. If you're too buzzed to game, you're too buzzed to drive. Now let's go.
Head to Michigan.gov for more information on how drinking and driving can be a game over for your life.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Radio. To listen to the full episode, go to CheckpointXP.com.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging the weird beard, Robbie Landis, and somebody who may be back on the Sims wagon now that they're getting into the Star Wars universe, me, James Campbell.
Are you going to really, really actually get into The Sims?
I might. I'm thinking about how I can pick up all these like intergalactic babes and invite them back to my house. And all right,
I was actually about to say, do you think this might be a game that you and your fiance get to play together now?
No, it's me picking up that. Space babes. I'll be the modern day Shatner.
So The Sims, though, is usually like, you know, they catch your house on fire because they don't know how to cook or they get trapped in the pool and drown and everything. Is there going to be an incentive or a weird thing that, you know, you can see Star Wars characters happening only in the Sims universe?
Yeah, who shot first?
Oh, yeah. Can we create that scene?
Yeah, he just, a Star Wars nerd alert went off.
Yeah, let's see what Greedo's up to in the Sims universe. We spoke earlier about Gamescom and some of the big gaming announcements that were dropped during their live stream last week. Well, one of those big announcements was that a former Game of the Year winner was getting the augmented reality treatment. Robbie, which former game of the year are we going to be able to play on our mobile devices? And can you explain what the heck augmented reality is?
Yeah, so let's start with the latter there. What is augmented reality? So Pokemon Go is the best, biggest example of it. And it's basically when you have a game on your phone, you have to look at your phone to see the real world, and then it puts something on there. So with Pokemon, you know, you kind of look around with your phone using the camera, and you'll see the Pokemon, then you have to throw the ball at it to catch it. So that's what augmented reality is. It's allowing
you're seeing
you,
what's actually in front of you.
It's allowing you to play a game within the space that you inhabit.
Okay, so like the other games, I think like a Ghostbusters game came out that was similar to that.
I think so. There's also Harry Potter, Wizards Unite one. But the newest one that, again, was announced during Gamescom is an AR game, an augmented reality game for The Witcher, which everyone should be familiar with after the successful Netflix series. But this was, I don't know, I guess it kind of makes a little bit of sense, but it's a little weird to me. It's essentially the exact same thing as what Pokemon Go is. You walk around looking for, instead of pocket monsters, looking for Witcher monsters that you then have to slay.
Okay, so you're gonna find these monsters, and I'm assuming you're probably gonna engage them in some sort of a battle.
Yep.
Through your phone.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, like,
it seems real basic.
Literally, that noise you just made is my entire response.
You want to be excited about it, but you seem
cool.
Feels more like it's just trying to capitalize off the Witcher name and maybe the success of Pokemon Go than anything else.
Listen, we may be spoiled in 2020.
We're definitely spoiled
because it's like. Yeah, it might be an okay game. Would it be something that I play three times? Maybe not.
No, it's one of those things where, like, you know, you're waiting for, you know, your takeout someplace, right? Because COVID's going on. So you're like, oh, let me just download and play something really quick. And then you never touch it again.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, it's okay. Like, I don't... Like earlier, we were speaking about something that I thought was going to be a total dumpster fire. This, I don't think, is going to be a total dumpster fire. But is it like a winning...
It's more of a barrel fire?
Yeah, like it's contained. And you know what? Okay. I could walk away from it. I don't think it's going to destroy
stuff. Let me ask you this, Weird Beard. What game would you prefer to get an augmented reality take?
Ooh, that's a good question.
You know what? Resident Evil would be cool as an augmented reality to have zombies in real life. Like
I could see that.
Who cares? Like, again, I think The Witcher's going to be fine, but fine in 2020 is not exactly
you
want to
know what the
be.
Problem with augmented reality games is that Pokemon Go already did it the best you possibly can.
Absolutely.
Like, no augmented reality game is ever going to hit as hard as what Pokemon Go
did. No matter
Go
what
did.
Kind of demon or monster they
it
put in the Switcher
no,
game.
It doesn't matter. Pokemon Go, for like 2 weeks, brought world peace to Earth, all right? No one is hitting that high of heights again.
It brought nerds out of the basements, too.
It did. It got us running around. It got
did
us
you guys
walking.
Play the Pokemon
oh,
Go?
Yeah, I played Pokemon Go for several years before I finally put it down.
Wow.
I spent more money than I care to admit on Pokemon Go before I put it down.
I think the discussion really becomes like, are AR games like games that there's a huge market for? Like, are people waiting up at night, you know, to play an augmented reality game when you like can talk about dropping any game on the PS5? There's going
See,
to be automatically
there's,
more hype.
There's the other problem, too, is that, you know, even with phones getting better and more complex, having more computing power, there's only so much you can do with an augmented reality game. It's just it's looking at your camera and they're putting something on it, right? Every AR game is essentially going to be the exact same thing.
And I feel like, too, you can't just, like, have a good time at your own house. You have to always go out
and
venture.
Have to go out somewhere. Which, I mean, is kind of part
I mean, that's okay
of
to get,
the fun.
To get out and get involved. But if somebody who like me, who's more of an introvert, I want to enjoy these experiences just in my own
home. On my couch.
You know, on the couch where I'm comfortable. I can go to the fridge to get a beverage or grab a snack. Like, it's all there. I'm not driving around all over the place trying to find the crazy Witcher monster I need to battle.
Gaming on a budget? We've got a game for free.
$3.99!
Checkpoint XP's free game of the week.
Checkpoint XP has you covered with the free game of the week. Now, if you ever wanted to drop into an abandoned island wearing nothing but your underwear and have to scavenge for weapons and armor while taking on 99 other opponents, then here is your chance.
Alright, boys, we got one objective. Loot. Kill. Survive. And most importantly, be the last team standing, even if that means there's just one of us left.
Wait, which objective exactly?
What?
You said we all have one objective, but you named like four, so...
Who is this guy again?
He's a friend. He just hasn't played that much PUBG.
Yeah, this is my first time.
Oh my gosh. Great, you brought a noob?
There goes our chances.
Players Unknown Battlegrounds, PUBG for short! Woo! Is a third or first person battle royale game. You can actually play it
it's
in,
true.
In,
they give you the option
in
to go
both
back and
perspectives.
Now.
Now, despite Fortnite being the king battle royale, PUBG was actually the one that started the wildfire.
This is like the OG, right?
There were a few technically that came before it, mm-hmm. but PUBG was the one that was so successful, but they were still charging for it, that's when Epic basically stepped in, was like, you know what, we're going to make our own free version of this. That's happened with Fortnite. Gotcha. But PUBG is more of like a realistic version of it, right?
Yeah.
You don't have the cartoony stuff.
Blood
you
and guts
you
and guns.
You don't have Iron Man and stuff flying around. You just drop in. You got to scavenge for everything that you need and try to be the best.
The entire best thing to come out of PUBG is the fact that if you had a frying pan, it could deflect bullets. And that's great.
That was a nice little interesting tidbit.
Yeah. PUBG especially, though, is... Maybe not so much in North America, but still in like...
Still very big.
Asian regions.
Yeah.
PUBG and PUBG Mobile is the most played game of all.
Really,
like
of all?
It beats out League of Legends. It beats out like everything. And it's all because of like India, Singapore,
it doesn't beat out
Bangladesh.
Dota 2 though, does it?
Well, I'm saying like just from... How many people, players worldwide are still more? In specific regions,
right.
It gets dethroned. Mm-hmm. It's not like League of Legends owns every single place that it goes.
Yeah. What's nice about PUBG, though, is the fact that you just drop in and play,
yep.
right? You don't have to worry about coming in late to the game. And actually, I think they just recently got their first ranked mode as well. So now you also don't have to worry about, like we do with Apex when we do trios, dropping in and having someone who's already level 500 just running amok all over the dang place, right?
Oh, that's nice.
So, you know, you don't have to worry about, oh, I'm too far behind. I don't have, like, the talents or the levels built up. None of that stuff matters. And if you're going into ranked mode, you're going to be put up against people who are also similarly just learning the game.
This game is especially for people that, like, have seen their kids play Fortnite and they go, oh, I'd love to play that, but it's too kiddie.
Like Fortnite for adults, I guess is a good way to put it.
Yep.
So,
yep.
I mean, I love the idea that there's a ranked mode because I would always just drop in and get smoked.
Oh, yeah. You were a loot pinata.
Yeah, I'm crawling around in my underwear in some corner with a gun.
To pick up the good loot and then walk around with it until somebody better than you could kill you and take it.
Yeah,
now,
it happened almost every
time.
Let
me ask a preference. Do you like to play PUBG by yourself or with a team?
I prefer by myself because with the team I'm always paired up with randos and everybody kind of always goes and does their own thing.
If I know the people I'm playing with, I prefer that, but if I can't get anybody, I would play solos.
Okay, because I think that like a game like this is best served for a group of people. You can play solo and whatnot, but if you have a team of three other people that you are friends with and mm-hmm. you like playing with, this is one of those games that if you're tired of playing Modern Warfare, you can squad up and go play PUBG,
yep.
especially with it being free.
And you can play it on Steam and consoles, but it is currently free on PlayStation Plus.
There's your free game of the week, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, a.k.a. PUBG. It is for free for PS Plus subscribers, so if you are a PS Plus member, go download it today for free in the PlayStation Store. Now, if you're looking for another good game recommendation, something that's easy to get into and well worth the time, we do have our Patient Gamer segment coming up in the next hour. But next, we've had a couple of wild weeks of competition here on the Checkpoint XP show. Things will hopefully kind of return to normal because my quest to take on the Checkpoint XP champion, Robbie Landis, in games of trivia and knowledge continues. Hopefully, with a game that has answers we'll all be able to guess. Find out if Robbie can be dethroned this week after his revenge when we come back on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.